Customs. Julia Raby is with us from Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce as we get set for some fireworks coming up on Saturday. I think a lot of people, the way the world is today, is probably looking forward to fireworks. I know I am. I know you are. And it's a lot of work to put everything together. But hopefully the weather will cooperate and we'll have a great show coming up on Saturday. And we'll be playing music on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake on both stations probably around 9:30, so that you, by the time you find your spot where you want to view the fireworks, you at least are into the mode or the mood. And then the fireworks, of course, will start sometime after that. And Julia's with us to talk about the display and everything coming up on Saturday. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on today. I really just want to say thank you to all of our community sponsors who have enabled this to happen this year. As we know, 2020 has been an unexpected year, to say the least. And when we took the opportunity to raise money for fireworks, you know, it was kind of a daunting task. And I am just blown away with the community that we live in and the desire that they had to see this show happen. So a big thank you to our champion sponsors, Cunningham Telephone and Cable, KD94, Z96.3 The Lake, and the Kendall Ost family. We saw a lot of giving from many different businesses and community members. And it just really is just an expression of what kind of place we live in, and how grateful I am personally to be here during this type of world situation that we have, is to be in Mitchell County and to know that we can celebrate together and be safe as well. So we look forward to the display. It is going to be at dark on July 4th, Saturday, that evening. There are park passes, day passes for $5 if you would like to come on into the Glen Elder State Park. There is a lot to do, even on the beaches. There's a lot of different activities that families can take part in. Also, obviously, can be boating, which is our goal, with hopefully no wind. And just to be out on the lake or to spend time with your family, it'll just be a great day to celebrate our freedom.
Yeah, we look forward to that, no doubt. And you know, for once, it's actually on the 4th of July. Yeah. The fireworks display works perfectly on a Saturday. And I know if you're really big into fireworks and displays, Friday, Jules going to have theirs. Yes. And then ours right in our backyard here at Glen Elder at the Wakanda Lake and Glen Elder State Park is on Saturday. So you can go to both of them if you like to, which is
absolutely
great.
Absolutely. Yes, awesome. We have some local shows going around on July 3rd. And that's exciting to have some other small towns been able to put together their displays. And so we're excited about those. And then, yes, we're looking forward to the lake fireworks at Wakanda Lake on Saturday, July 4th.
All right, so obviously it takes some work to put all this together. Last time we had you on, we have a local shooter. And when we say local shooter, we mean fireworks shooter. We got to make sure people don't tune in and just hear that. A pyrotechnician, that's probably the better way to put it. Yeah, like, what, a shooter? What's going on? I freak out a law enforcement as well. But no, we're talking about a pyrotechnician, and we got a local flair to that, right?
Yes, so we're really excited this year. We were able to work together with some of our local people that were wanting to get certified by the state to be a pyrotechnician and to handle fireworks at this class. I've learned a lot about fireworks in the last couple years, about just different levels and different types of fireworks. And we work with Rainbow Fireworks in Inman, Kansas. They're a family-owned business that has a wonderful fireworks business. They've been doing the display for the last, I think, 6 or 7 years. And they train other people to become shooters and to be able to do this. And they help them get certified through the state of Kansas. And one of our local police officers is actually now certified through. So we appreciate Chad Lackey for putting in that effort. You have to be going to different shoots and get signed off on. I think it's like 3 or 4 that you have to participate and kind of observe. Mm-hmm. And then you have class that you take. And then you also have a final test, which with 2020 made it really crazy because the Capitol was closed. Mm-hmm. And so they actually, Rainbow Fireworks was able to bring someone out to their business to administer the test. And so Chad passed his test and he did a great job. And so him and some other volunteers from our rural fire department and also just local businessmen and just people that live around here are going to help him with all of that. And so what we see for the future is that we will continue to certify anyone that's interested in fireworks displays so that we can help our towns, surrounding towns like Tipton, Cocker, Glen Elder, potentially have something out in Simpson or during Millapalooza. If we're able to do different fireworks displays, we'll have certified shooters available to Mitchell County.
Yeah, that'd be great. Julie Rabe, Blue Area Chamber of Commerce, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. The weather forecast, according to what I have in front of me right now, looks pretty promising. Independence Day on Saturday, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny, and a high around 91 instead of 102, whatever we had yesterday.
Yeah.
And then Saturday night, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, but that's after 1 a.m., which, of course, we should have the fireworks done by then.
That's good.
I know we will, because it's not going to be a three-hour show, people. I mean, that would be, boy, you talk, we'd be talking about $1 million right there, at least, when it comes to fireworks. I always say, this is the selfish part of me coming out, but I'm not a big buyer of fireworks because I when I have my kids, I have a limit. I have a budget, and it's not a gigantic budget, although it's kind of grown a little bit each of the last few years.
You have three boys.
Because I have three boys, right. But I've always said I enjoy everybody else spending their money on fireworks, and then I can enjoy their show, whether it be my neighbors or somebody else in town, or in this case, of course, putting on the display here at Wakanda Lake. So I'm a little bit selfish from that standpoint, but that's the thing, you know, not everybody has the budget or the money to go buy a whole bunch of fireworks or buy any at all. And so this is a great free activity for the most part, unless you have to go into the park. And if you already got a pass to be in the park, then you've already paid for that as well. So it can be a really cool family experience.
Absolutely. And I'm so grateful that we have the support of Glen Elder State Park and also just Glen Elder and all the surrounding businesses and community members, because people park, as we know, all around the lake. And again, in these days and with what we're dealing with, I see this as such a positive event that we can safely social distance. And, you know, we just encourage people to maintain that social distance with people that you're not family members with, and just, you know, enjoy this and just try to feel normal for a night. I feel like that will be a great experience that we, you know, just can spread out and but just enjoy this display. And there's just been a lot of effort and a lot of planning going into this, and we expect it to be one of the best shows ever. So we're really excited.
So many things, you know, that we've had either canceled or postponed, and it's nice to know that we at least have that. Knock on wood, cross our fingers, Mother Nature doesn't mess anything up there.
Maybe a hailstorm will come through.
Oh, please no, please no. The way 2020...
Sorry.
I was telling Dusty yesterday, I go, 2020 cannot end soon enough. I said, you know what? We're halfway through 2020, and we're like, yeah, I can't wait for 2021. I said, that's the good news. We're halfway through. The bad news in 2020, we still have 6 months to go.
I know.
So who knows what's in store for us the next 6 months? It has to get better, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Well, and I think too, this just kind of reminds me of, you know, something that I've been thinking about is we have to stay positive. You know, we have to have a positive attitude. We just have to take news and, you know, things that happen or handed down to us, you know, that we can be the leader in that. You know, I know a lot of people are talking about, obviously the new mandate that's been talked about, what we don't have the details on, you know, coming up on Friday. And again, whatever that looks like, however that's played out, you know, my encouragement is to just be respectful and be positive, you know, be an example, not only to your own family, but to other business owners, other community members, because we can't control all this situation. I feel like that's something I've had to embrace is that I'm not in control. But I am in control of my attitude and my response. And, you know, I just think that's something I want to encourage people with, is that we can stay positive. We can count our blessings. I know as a parent, we talk to our children to not focus on the things they don't have, but let's focus on what we do have. And, you know, that's my mantra, you know, here in the last 6 months of this year, which we hope, you know, like we're talking about, is just the reality that this has been a really difficult year. And we can embrace it in a way that we stay positive and that we look forward to the future with hope. and not because things might be exactly like they used to be, but because we are all realizing that it's hard on everyone.
Yeah.
I think that's the sight we lose, is that everybody's going through a hard time.
Yeah.
And so a kind word goes a long way, a smile goes a long way, a helping hand, and just knowing that we can make each other's day better by our attitude.
Yeah. And remember, your children are a lot smarter than you might give them credit for. They pick up on stuff. And we got, as parents, we got to be a little bit careful about, you know, whining and complaining or this or that. We might want to wait till the kids are outside playing or going downstairs or wherever they may be, so that they don't get inundated with that stress that you don't even actually see. But they hear it. Trust me, they hear it. They pick up on stuff they're not supposed to, but when you ask them to do their chores, suddenly it's right through one ear and out the other. I'm sure my family is the only one that deals with that, right, Julia?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. All right, so I'll let you have the form here to wrap it up in case people are just tuning in. Fireworks display, go ahead and share everything we need to get out there to everybody.
Absolutely. So we just want to just confirm that we will be having our Wakanda Lake fireworks at Glen Elder State Park. You will notice a place that is marked off, so just to be avoiding that specific area all day. The crew will be setting up the fireworks and getting everything ready for the display for Saturday night, July 4th at dark. And so we'd love for you to come out and bring your family, enjoy a safe, socially distanced event on Saturday, July 4th.
Should be fun. We look forward to it. Julia, thank you so much for all your efforts and everybody that contributed to make this a reality. And we look forward to, as you said, have a night of normalcy, at least to an extent, coming up on Saturday.
Absolutely. Thank you, Wayne.
Julia Arabia, the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce Director. We help. We thank her, and we appreciate everything in regards to having this. Coming up on Saturday, once again, we'll have music starting around 9:30 on both our stations, KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake, and the fireworks, as Julia said, will happen dark. It really, you know, we could have a big display at noon if you want, people, but I think it'd be better if we might just do that at dark. And yes, your kids will stay up a little bit later on Saturday.
Will.